All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge Podcast. This podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is brought to you by our good friends at MKR Workshop. As nothing says spicing up your kitchen like getting a new kitchen table. Or what if you need to upgrade your workspace in order to get more projects done? Well, then the folks at MKR Workshop have all of the solutions for you. As MKR Workshop specializes in building and designing custom-made furniture for all of your home and office needs. Now, you can contact the folks at MKR Workshop anytime via email at mkrworkshop.com. Now, the stage is set and the combatants are ready for the 2019 World Series as it is set to begin tomorrow with the Washington Nationals clashing with the Houston Astros. Now for the Nats, this is their first trip to the Fall Classic, and they are looking to become the first franchise since the Angels in 2002 to win the World Series in their first trip there. On the flip side, you have the Astros that are looking to win their second World Series title in the last 3 years, and they want to hold their claim to being the best team in baseball this year. Now, one of the biggest questions heading into this series for the Nationals is, will the long layoff hurt them? I mean, we saw them run roughshod over the St. Louis Cardinals. They swept them, and then they had to sit back and watch the Yankees and Astros battle it out in a six-game ALCS before Houston was able to advance to the Fall Classic. You cannot understate the job that Nationals manager Dave Martinez has done. At one point, his team was 19-31. There were a lot of people who felt that he should be fired. The Nationals looked stupid for, you know, not being able to re-sign Bryce Harper, who went on to sign with the Philadelphia Phillies. But this team got it together. They won their final 8 games of the regular season to get into the postseason. They came back in the wild card game at home versus the Milwaukee Brewers. They came from behind in the series against the Los Angeles Dodgers when they were down 2-1, and then they swept the St. Louis Cardinals. So now they enter the Fall Classic on a 6-game winning streak. And a lot of people talk about the Astros pitching, but the Nationals pitching is right there. And you look at their rotation with Max Scherzer, Steven Strasburg, Anibal Sanchez, and Patrick Corbin, and then the likes of Sean Doolittle, Fernando Rodney, and Wander Suero coming out of that line, coming out of that bullpen. And then you look at their lineup. I mean, pick your poison. Anthony Rendon, he more than likely will be the National League MVP. Juan Soto, the youngster, is coming into his own. You have quality veterans such as Adam Eaton and Ryan Zimmerman, along with Howie Kendrick, who comes into the series as the NLCS MVP. Asdrubal Cabrera was a big-time pickup for the Washington Nationals late in the season due to his versatility in the infield. He's also a switch hitter at the plate, and that's big. And then you look at youngsters such as Trey Turner and another veteran bat in Matt Adams. And this guy, he has World Series experience as he was on that Cardinals team that won in 2013. And I think Matt Adams' bat is going to be important. Why? Because, of course, for games 1, 2, and potentially 6 and 7 of this series, it's going to be played in an AL park. So then you have the DH, and Matt Adams more than likely will be that guy that Martinez uses to give him that extra bat. Now, on the flip side for the Astros, of course, AJ Hinch is looking to, you know, win his second World Series title in the last 3 years as Astros manager. This was an Astros team. They've won at least 100 games in each of the last 3 years. They got to the ALCS last year, but they ran into a very tough Boston Red Sox team that went on to win the Fall Classic. But you look at Houston's rotation, Gerrit Cole is pitching lights out, and he's going to make a ton of money this offseason in free agency. The veteran Justin Verlander is still there. You have another veteran in Zach Greinke, which is a key acquisition for the Astros this season, and of course, Wade Miley. And then you look at this Astros lineup with the likes of Jose Altuve, Alex Bregman, Carlos Correa, Michael Brantley, George Springer, Yuli Gurriel. And then, of course, you cannot overlook this Houston bullpen with the likes of Will Harris and, of course, Roberto Osuna. Now, you come into this and you say, who has the edge? And a lot of people are going to say the Astros because they have the experience. You have Altuve, who's, you know, he's still playing like an MVP. Alex Bregman, who more than likely is going to be the MVP this year. And then the likes of Correa and Gurriel and Brantley, who are coming up with key hits. I'm going to give the edge in this series to the Washington Nationals, and the reason is this. A lot of people are writing them off due to the fact that the Astros, people feel that the Astros are the better team, and then on top of that, the layoffs. So honestly, if you're Washington, you're coming into this series playing with house money. And I think it's going to be very important for Washington to win game one. Because if you can go out there and beat Gerrit Cole in game one, and when Max Scherzer is on, Max Scherzer has the stuff to match Gerrit Cole pitch for pitch. It's a situation, if you can go out there and beat Gerrit Cole in game number one, and you were talking about a guy who has not lost in months, that would be a psychological advantage for you, and that would be a psychological blow for the Houston Astros, because right now here's their guy, and he's dealing. And if you're Washington, you definitely want to go out there and get one of those games in Houston and at least have a split heading to your place for the next three. So I think if they could do that, that would be a big-time advantage for them. But I think when it's all said and done, the Astros are simply a team of destiny right now. They got so close last year after winning it all in 2017, and they had to see the Red Sox celebrate on their field as far as clinching the American League pennant. I think they don't let this opportunity slip by, and I think Houston gets their second World Series title in the last 3 years. But this is going to be a tougher series than expected. I think that they're going to need six games to do it. But I think the Astros will win another World Series championship. So, folks, that is going to wrap it up. And as always, I want to take this time out to thank you for tuning into the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, this podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is brought to you by our good friends at D-Line Tax and Books. And although that the tax deadline has come and gone, you can still contact the folks at D-Line Tax and Books for all of your tax needs. Now, you can contact the folks at D-Line Tax and Books anytime at 908-219-7215, or you can visit them on the web at dlinetaxbooks.com. Now, if you're on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And like I always say, if you follow me, it'll be my pleasure to follow you right back. There's also the Sports Discussion Group on Facebook at the Sports Depot 365. You can check it out, drop a line, and be a part of one of the better sports debating sites going on social media. So once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.